Are you an accredited investor looking for a new opportunity to generate passive income and build the retirement of your dreams? Then elevate your investment game with Viking Capital, where wealth meets wisdom. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, Viking Capital can help guide you towards financial freedom through passive real estate investing. With strong and transparent underwriting, Viking identifies low-risk opportunities with the goal of preserving investor capital and maximizing long-term growth potential. And their accessible and responsive investor relations team will help you understand how each investment will impact your unique financial goals. With $800 million in assets acquired, more than $230 million in equity raised, and more than 5,000 units under management, Viking Capital is your path to early retirement. To learn about Viking Capital's latest investment opportunity, which is available for you right now, visit vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever. That's vikingcapitalinvestments.com/best ever to get started today.
Know all of your newspapers, your magazines, know what they cover. I always tell people, do your homework. Spend that extra bit of time so you know what they cover and how they cover it.
As a loyal Best Ever listener, you know that it's important that we as entrepreneurs focus on managing our time effectively, which is why we're always looking for ways to automate the basic duties of our business so that we can focus more time on our money-making activities. That's why I want to introduce you to Rentler.com. At Rentler, landlords and property managers can perform all their duties in one place. Rentler offers tools that allow you to automate tasks like listing a unit for rent, finding and screening tenants, collecting rent, and managing the maintenance requests. And even better, these tools are offered at zero cost to you. Go to tryrentler.com/best ever. That's tryrentler.com/best ever to get started today. Best Ever listeners, how you doing? Welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Joe Fairless. This is the world's longest running daily real estate investing podcast. We only talk about the best advice ever. We don't get into any of that fluffy stuff. I hope you're having, first off, a best ever weekend, because today is Saturday. We're doing a special segment called Situation Saturday, where we will help you work through a challenging situation that you might be in or perhaps will come across in the future. And today, the challenging situation is you're a real estate investor, but no one knows about you, or not as many people as you'd like know about you. So we have a guest today who will teach us how, as real estate investors, we can get more visibility using social and traditional media. With us today to talk about that, Christina Daves. How are you doing, Christina?
Hey, I'm great, Joe. Great to chat with you again.
Yeah, nice to have you on the show. And a little bit about Christina. She is the founder of PR for Anyone. She shows people how to get visibility using social and traditional media. She's the author of the book PR for Anyone, 100 plus affordable ways to easily generate buzz for your business. And you can check out our website at prforanyone.com. So with that being said, Christina, will you give the best ever listeners just a little bit of background for context, and then we'll get into the bulk of our conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. So, oh my gosh, it's probably been 8 years ago now, I invented a product and everybody loved the idea and it was great and everything was wonderful until I manufactured the product and I realized that I had created a whole new space in the marketplace. So you want to talk about nobody knowing about you? Nobody knew that they needed my product. So what happened was I broke my foot and I was put in one of those big, ugly medical boots and we were headed to New York City the next day. So I'm looking for anything to decorate it, right? We're going to the fashion capital of the world. So I'm Googling medical boot fashions, medical boot accessories, and there was nothing on the market. And having been an entrepreneur my whole life, of course, the light bulbs went off and I did research and found out that there was a huge market for this. So I went forward, took a mortgage out on the house, did everything. And then it was like, oh my gosh, how do I let people know about this? I didn't have any money left for advertising. I couldn't hire a big DC PR firm. So basically, I became a do-it-yourself expert in publicity. How do you get free publicity? And I made a lot of mistakes along the way. And then I really started to figure things out. So national television, I was on the Steve Harvey Show. I've been in Forbes several times, entrepreneur. I figured things out because the more visibility I got in these big media outlets, the more people would find out about my product. That's how it started.
And as real estate investors, especially investors who have a full-time job but then want to transition into active full-time investing, the challenge is a credibility challenge because they have a sphere of influence that knows them from whatever background and profession they were in previously. And then when they start talking to people about real estate investing, it might be like, wait, what? You're a real estate investor? I know you from computer programming or whatever else. And not only for people who are transitioning from full-time something else to full-time investors, but then also anyone who's listening who wants to grow your business. You get more traction with more exposure, you're likely going to generate more business results. So totally relevant for us. I'm excited to dive in. What's the best approach for this conversation?
Well, we'll start with publicity, and then we can talk about some social media hacks and tools Sure. that everybody can use. But it's starting local. And you're probably on a more national level in terms of investment, but I would think a lot of people listening are investors in their own backyard. And that's where your expertise comes in. Just because you were a computer programmer, there's a lot of spin that you can give yourself to position yourself as maybe you've lived in that area your whole life and you know the real estate industry inside and out. Maybe you were doing another job and doing it. So when you're pitching stories, you don't have to say, I'm new at real estate investing. If you're with a company, I work with a lot of real estate agents, and I would say, don't say you're new to real estate. Say you're newly affiliated with this firm. Mm. So there's lots of ways you can spin it a little bit. So local is the easiest way to get publicity. And one of the things I recommend is if there is a national trend in real estate investing, if there's a study that came out, how can you pull it locally? What does that mean for your local market? And that's a great thing that you can pitch your local market. Again, assuming that most of the people on here, you could tell me your audience better. And if it's national, I have a whole other idea. We can go nationally too. But local is the easiest way to get publicity. Obviously, they want local people. If you ever tried to pitch the media in another state, it's hard. They want the people who are in their community to be the experts. Mm-hmm. But that's why it's, like I said, to take national trends, national studies, and bring them into your local community is a really easy way to stand out and to get coverage.
Love that. With the national trends or reports, is that as simple as seeing what's on a national news station and then saying, hey, I saw this report from XYZ, or do we have to get Google alerts for that, or how should we approach that?
Yes. Yes to everything. If you can see that study before it makes the national news and then you can approach your local, that's great. Or let's say you see it on NBC Nightly News, you see a study. I would call my local NBC affiliate and say, hey, they just ran this story last night. Let me tell you what the local spin is. And how about I come in for an interview and we can talk about what this means for our region?
Mm-hmm. It's easy. Not easy. It's a simple, intuitive process is what I should say. Because of my next question was, who do you reach out to when you find the study that could be newsworthy and you're approaching them?
And people laugh, especially locally. It's really easy. Google. Google is a question search engine. Who writes about real estate stories for, and the name of your local publication, or who writes about real estate investing? If you're in New York City, I'm going to tell you it's going to be a little bit harder. That's the number one market in the country. And most of those are your NBC Nightly News, those kinds of things. And you can still get on in New York. It's just you're competing with a lot mm-hmm. more people. But for the most part, everywhere else, it's really not that hard. You can pick up the phone, you can Google your call letters, WRC, I'm in DC, and you can pick up the phone and call the newsroom and say, hey, I just saw this story on NBC Nightly News. I've got a great idea how we can bring this locally. Who is the producer that I would send my email to? And they're going to tell you because they want to know this kind of stuff. Everybody's so afraid of the media, and they really are very accessible and very easy to reach and very appreciative if you give them good stories.
That is a standout way Certainly, to get local coverage. And as you said, starting local is the easiest way to get publicity. Is there a channel or medium, rather, that we should prioritize over others?
I would say TV is probably more competitive because more people are trying to get on television. What's interesting is I think that the blogs and the onlines have a much bigger reach than TV. You know, TV used to be the big thing. Now it might not be so bad to have a link in your local paper where they're emailing all of their subscribers, and people read news online. People read news on their phones. So I just think anywhere in your regional market, know all of your newspapers, your magazines, know what they cover. I always tell people, do your homework. Spend that extra bit of time so you know what they cover and how they cover it. How do they normally write real estate stories? Or do they even cover that? You don't want to pitch somebody that would never out the real estate market. Like in DC, we have things that's all about activities in DC and concerts and book readings and this kind of thing. They would not write a story about the real estate market in DC. But find the outlet that does, and then build your media list so you have it right there. You've got the 10 people in the community that you can hit every time there's a story, and you're staying front of mind. So then they're also going to remember you when there's a real estate type related story. They'll be like, oh, Joe's been sending me great story ideas for months now. I bet he's got a great quote on this.
Mm-hmm. When you have an idea to pitch the local media, should you reach out to all of them at once just to make sure you get coverage, or take a different approach?
That's a very good question. You have to be kind of careful, especially like with television. I will usually pitch what I think is the best media outlet first. So I will pitch, I'll follow up with a phone call, and then I'll send a reminder email all within a few days. Now, if it's breaking news, I would pick up the phone and say, hey, this study just came out. This is really impactful for our region, and talk about it. But then if after that amount of time, I would go to the next one. And if the first one came back, I would be honest and say, hey, so-and-so is also covering it. Sometimes they want exclusive. Sometimes they don't care, but you don't want to upset them. They might say, okay, we'll pass on this one, but next time let us be first. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be mindful of your contacts, especially because you're not sending a press release. I'm a big proponent of you find the right person, you build a relationship, you send a personal email to them so they know this is not a blanket press release that's gone out to the world. This is really specific to them, to their media outlet, and you could be specific about it. I know that you cover once a month in this section in the paper, and I think this would be a great fit for that. You've done your homework and they see that. Mm-hmm. Now, newspapers, if you've got a regional and you've got a local, I would pitch both of them. That doesn't really matter. Like, again, in DEC, you could pitch the Washington Post real estate section and the regional paper and the local paper, all the same story, and you wouldn't step on anybody's toes.
Got it. Okay. You mentioned starting local is the easiest way to get publicity, and you said national would be a different direction. So how do we go national?
The easiest resource is something called Help a Reporter Out. I'm a huge proponent of it. I'm actually one of their biggest success stories because I use it every single day. It's helpareporter.com. I'm not a paid spokesperson, anything like that. It's an amazing resource. And there are a ton of real estate leads in there. So what happens is three times a day, they send out queries from journalists looking for quotes or more information. And it comes out at like 6 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m., roughly Eastern time. It's important to answer quickly because I think they have 500,000 people in their database that they're sending this out to. But I will tell you that the real estate people that I have worked with have been in the Wall Street Journal. They have been in national magazines. They've been in the Washington Post, New York Times. It goes on and on and on. It is so important to make that part of your marketing plan, especially being in the real estate industry, because there are some days you could get 10 to 20 real estate queries alone in there. I don't know any other industry that they do that much with. So then you get I call it the Google juice. You get the SEO of these big, huge media outlets that are putting your name in there. They're putting your website, if you have a website, And then when people start checking you out for doing stuff with you and you start coming up on page one of Google with a New York Times article or a Wall Street Journal article, you look incredibly credible to those people. And that's why local is easiest, but national is where the big credibility is.
Mm-hmm.
For example, when you got into Entrepreneur magazine, how did you get into there?
If you put my name into Google right now, last I checked, it's like 14 pages of Google. I would say 90 to 95% of that is answering help a reporter out queries.
Mm-hmm.
It's tremendous. That's how I got on the Steve Harvey show. That changed my business completely to be on a show like that. And that was all from help a reporter out.
What were you on the show for?
I was on an inventors competition that I won.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. So I won $20,000 and all of that credibility to be on that show. And then they brought me back a couple more times. And yeah, it was amazing.
Now let's talk about social. What do we need to know about social to help get more visibility?
Everybody thinks they need to be on every single platform. And you're not going to do every platform well. You can't. It's impossible. Take the one that you're really comfortable with and do it really well. Obviously, for real estate in general, that's a big referral business. People who know, like, and trust you are going to tell people about you and what you do. So Facebook is really good for that, to stay front of mind with your family, with your friends. Don't post all your business stuff on your personal page. Make sure you have a business page. But sometimes you can send some stuff over to your personal page to remind them. For real estate investors, LinkedIn is huge. Because of the searchability and because of the types of people that are on LinkedIn and the people you can connect with to build your network, very important to have a good profile, a good profile picture. Don't put a picture from happy hour at the beach. This is business. And the next one that's really big in the real estate world right now is Instagram. Because of the pictures, because of the Instagram Live, because of the slideshows that you can do. But I would take one and get really comfortable with it. Hashtags are really important. Instagram, Twitter, and this is new on LinkedIn. You can now use hashtags to get found. So when you're doing your posts, think about that. And social media, guys, video. You've got to be doing video. I heard a statistic that in 2019, 80% of all content consumed online is going to be video. So you've got to be putting your stuff out there and just get used to it. It's muscle memory. The more you do it, the more comfortable you get. My first video was horrible. And I love to tell the story. My first Facebook Live, I was so proud of myself. I got all set up. I did it. I hit post. Everything was great. And I realized that my phone lock was on. So I was at a 90 degree angle. But I didn't lose any clients. Nobody said, oh, Christina, I can't work with you because you did a Facebook Live sideways. Everybody laughed. They thought it was really funny. But that's how people get to know you. And that's how people get to see the authentic you. And that's how people get to decide they want to work with you. So video is really important. And LinkedIn is doing video now. They don't do any live. Has to be recorded video. And then the Facebook Lives are just a tremendous way to get people to find out about you and allow you to educate people. So it's something you really have to incorporate into your marketing plan.
Anything that we haven't discussed that we should discuss in this shorter conversation? Because I know your book has 100 plus affordable ways to create buzz for your business. But anything that comes to mind that you think we should discuss for our conversation?
Yes, just do it. My business coach years ago told me that imperfect action is better than perfect inaction. And I have embraced that. Because like I said, people are going to not want to work with you because your video isn't perfect or your content isn't perfect. It's just really important to get yourself out there, because if you don't do it, somebody else will. Mm-hmm. Somebody's going to do it. If they need a real estate investor to quote in a newspaper or magazine, somebody's going to get it. So why not let it be you and put yourself out there so you're the expert and you're the credible one and you get all the logos on your website compared to the other person who's doing it?
How can the Best Ever listeners get in touch with you?
PR for Anyone is everything. That's my handle on all the social media. That's the website. If you'd like to go a little deeper of what we talked about today with some more ideas, I have a PDF checklist that I created that's at Get Press Today, and it's specific for people in the real estate industry to give you some ideas on how to make yourself newsworthy, how to pitch the media. So that might be helpful to actually have something written in front of you. And if you want to talk about anything, chatwithchristina.com. We'll take you right to my phone calendar, and I would love to talk to you and see what I can do to help.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm at Get Press Today, and I see Get My Free Step-by-Step Guide. Awesome. Well, Christina, thank you so much for sharing this expertise, how to get free publicity, both locally, just paying attention, creating a database, doing the work, the just do it part, and being smart with how we approach the local contacts. And as you said, TV is more competitive, but blogs tend to have a bigger reach, and they also help better with SEO, unless the TV segment is also published on that news organization's blog, then you get the double whammy, which is good. And then how to approach national press. Haro, Help a Reporter Out. My company has been using that sporadically, and we certainly have received some success there. So I second that. And you taught me something. You taught me many things, but one of the things that I wrote down and I bolded, I'm reaching out to my team on, is LinkedIn, how we can use hashtags now on LinkedIn, whereas before we couldn't, or you could, but it just didn't do anything. So that's something that I'm going to implement in my stuff too. So thanks so much for being on the show. Hope you have a best ever weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
You looking for a one-stop landlording software that helps you create listings, find and screen tenants, and accept rental payments while managing maintenance requests? Oh, by the way, it's zero cost to you. Go to tryrentler.com/best ever. That's tryrentler.com/best ever. See a rundown or abandoned house? Well, snap a picture with the Deal Machine app to instantly find the owner and get in touch via direct mail, email, and phone in just 10 seconds. Search Deal Machine in your app store or visit dealmachineapp.com.